We're so excited. The fan park obviously has been known to bring a lot of great excitement, a lot of great energy, mm-hmm. and it was just the perfect place to go for Boots and Hearts to have its first experience in the West, and Edmonton is so alive. We saw it come showcase so many artists at the CCMAs, the Country Music Awards in Canada, and the place is perfect to just bring some of our favorite artists to Edmonton.
Yeah, and so can you give us a little bit of background on the festival? Like, how did it start?
So we're actually in our 15th year. It is a family business. We've just been so proud to put together a fun experience we call Boots Life for country music fans. We're all fans ourselves, and it's just something we noticed. You know, we originally started with camping and with multiple 3 days, and it's just grown into, you know, supporting Canadian country artists through and bringing that energy to the fans and really creating a community.
Yeah.
So to expand across Canada and to come and bring more opportunities for artists to experience, you know, such a great audience of fans and country fans, it's our favorite thing to do. So we're so excited about that.
I know. One of the things that I always got was literally FOMO, seeing everyone post about it. And I was like, oh my gosh, I hope one day it comes, at least to either like the West Side. But now that it's in Edmonton, I think it's so much fun. And you guys are even bringing two huge, huge headliners, Russell Dickerson and Shaboozey. So what do you think made them the right choice to bring next summer?
I think the energy, both of them are just on top of their game and really just doing so much for country music, you know, their number one hits and so much streaming and such a big audience. And mm-hmm. And the music itself is just such a great party environment. So we know the fans in Edmonton, that energy and that excitement and what we call Boots Life, it's kind of the perfect combination of just coming together and having the best time with some of the top hits this year.
Awesome. And so like those are the only two names that we know for the lineup right now. When do you possibly think like fans will be able to see the full lineup?
Well, the fun part is we always want to hear from the fans. So I think getting this up and introducing ourselves to the city, we're always open to suggestions. So, you know, whether fans want to go onto our socials, Boots and Hearts West, and comment who they want to see, we'll definitely work with all the talented artists within Alberta and everything and just give them the opportunity to, you know, play more and be in front of more fans. So we'll listen and work with the fans and work to make it a really special 2 days.
I love that. And so this probably might be some Albertans' first time going to Boots and Hearts. What are some things that they should know about going and what can they expect like the minute that they step through?
I think it's just about the energy, really, and coming, it's, you know, whether you're coming for the day with your family or you're grabbing a group of friends, the city's energy is something we've never done before and we're really excited. So I think just coming in, you know, the full day of music, 2 days, your weekend pass, it's kind of pick your own adventure in terms of what you want to experience, whether it's a VIP experience or coming in for the day and just, you know, nonstop hits. Listening to country music is what we're most excited about. So I think the energy and the fans being there, it'll create something really magical.
For sure. And so if someone is now like totally sold, they're so excited, where can we get tickets?
Yeah, you can go to bootsandhearts.com/west. All the information is there. Pre-sale Thursday, public on sale Friday. And yeah, and just stay tuned. They can follow our socials and join the email list. And we'll be keeping everyone up to date on all the new stuff coming in.